Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2018 Manitoba Swine Seminar. My guest is Mark Finn, the Manager of Quality Assurance and Animal Care Programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of the 2018 Manitoba Swine Seminar, you provided an update on the pig care and pig safe components of Canadian pork excellence. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Canadian pork excellence, and what are the components that make up that new program?
Sure. Canadian pork excellence is a new platform of programs or suite of programs that Canadian Pork Council has launched. They incorporate traceability, food safety on farm, and animal care. So that includes Pig Trace Canada, which is already launched, and will include Pig Safe and Pig Care Canada, which are soon to be launched.
In terms of the Pig Care and Pig Safe components, where does the development and pilot testing stand at this point, and what are the anticipated timeframes for completion?
Sure. So we've gone through over 2 years' worth of development on drafts so far for the Pig Safe and Pig Care programs. And so we've done a thorough review of what currently exists for those on-farm assurance programs, the CQA and ACA, and wanted to make sure that we incorporated the new market expectations and whatnot into those. And so we went through a period of test piloting those programs on farm in early 2017. So we did 15 farms in Manitoba and 73 farms across Canada to get feedback from producers on those to be incorporated into the drafts. And so we've gone through another stage of revisions and program development to where we're at now, where we have a second draft, and that's just about to go through another committee of producers to take a second look at it and hopefully approve the programs for release in the new year.
Why is Canada's pork quality and animal care programming actually changing?
Well, we've had CQA and ACA programs in place. While CQA has been around for almost 20 years and the ACA program has been around for about 10. I think there was just the recognition among the board of directors, who are all producers with Canadian Pork Council, that it was time to do a thorough review of the food safety on-farm programs. And then also on the animal care side of things, we had the new 2014 Code of Practice for the Care of Handling Pigs that got released that has a number of set requirements in there. And we wanted to make sure that those requirements were incorporated in our assurance programs. And so we thought it was time to do a thorough review and relaunch the programs with new branding and that sort of thing.
In terms of market access and meeting consumer expectations, how will that updated programming change things, and what are some of the marketing opportunities that it may or will create?
Well, you know, a big reason for updating the programs are to make sure that we continue to meet the market expectations, and then also, meet the expectations of a Canadian public. We want to make sure public sentiment is on the side of pork producers, and that helps us, you know, continue our support from government and whatnot. In our markets, we have a variety of markets. We export a lot of product. We sell a lot of product on the domestic market, too, and there's expectations for that product to meet food safety and animal care standards, and we want to make sure that's incorporated into the programs.
How may branding change as a result of these new pork quality and animal care assurance programs?
Well, recently, Canadian Pork Council and Canada Pork have developed a verified Canadian pork branding logo, and that logo in itself incorporates traceability, food safety, and animal care. The pillars that really hold up that branding are these new programs, the Pig Safe program, the Pig Care program, and Pig Trace. So we, through developing these programs, we make sure we have the foundation around that verified Canadian pork, so that when we put that, when that logo gets put on our pork products, people know what to expect of it and understand that it meets a certain standard. And, the markets that we sell into, there's a number of premium markets, and, they look at those things very seriously.
What are we seeing in terms of customer reaction to these new assurance programs and the new branding programs?
Yeah. I mean, it's important to note that the existing food safety program, CQA, and existing animal care program, ACA, have been looked at as having a high standard to our markets already. But in reviewing those requirements that are within the programs, we've created these new programs, PigSafe and PigCare programs, and launched Verified Canadian Pork. And all of our marketers that have talked about these new programs and the new branding have been received very well by your international markets. And Canadian pork is looked at as being the safest pork in the world from a lot of our markets, and we want to keep that up, and while also emphasizing how good our animal care standards are on farm as well, while meeting that need for safe pork that goes on consumers' plates.
What are the anticipated time frames for full adoption of this new programming?
Yeah. So PigSafe and PigCare will be available to producers come this summertime to join the program. And our expectation is that any producers that are going through, their full on-farm assessment come January 1st, 2019, would join the new suite of programs. I need to emphasize that those that aren't joining right away will still be on the CQA and ACA, which is still held up to a new standard, but it gives us a 3-year transition period for all farms to adopt the new programs fully.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, we've had a lot of input from producers in these programs, and I got to thank the producers for contributing so much and providing feedback. So we not only have these programs that have high standards in place that help us meet our market demand, but they're also practical to implement on farm, and we're hoping that's the experience of all producers when we go through implementing these programs.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork. At the 2018 Manitoba Swine Seminar for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.